Autism, violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Kudo ga arimasu, watakushi wa ayatsuri ninyo ga kirai desu. Doki ga shimasu.
May I have your attention, please? Broadcasting.
From the Hickory Smoked Heartland, double the mass and half the taste, the Skinny White Boy, Cast Pod.
Hey, welcome everybody. Hope you are all having a great day. It's a great day here. It's Monday, June 20th, 2005. Of course, it's a Monday, so how can it be great, right? Well, the weather outside is beautiful. Did I just say Yes, I did. Anywho, we've got a lot of Pod Save audio coming up. We've got a historical soundbite that is actually kind of creepy. I'm going to talk about some of the movies I've... Well, no, not some of the movies, just one. Because I only saw one movie today. I mean, in the weekend. Over the weekend. Whatever. Let's just do some music, because I lost it.
SWB.
The door is open. Come on in. This place is a wreck, but if you're brave enough, you're welcome. Pull up a chair and I'll put on some coffee. Looks like the pull of this life has worn you thin. Please know you got a friend. No, I'm not going anywhere, regardless of the weather. Storms beat down, I'm with you till the bitter end. So go ahead, go where you need to go. If your heart is caving in, you can say so. Safe place, you got one. Whatever you need, please know I'm praying you some. No, I'm not going anywhere, regardless of the of the weather. Let the winds blow and storms beat down. I'm with you till the bitter end. Oh, I'm not going anywhere, regardless of the weather. Let the winds blow and storms beat down. I'm with you till the bitter end.
How nice is that? I need to push about 500 buttons for the intro. I practice it about 3,000 times and then I screw up. Of course, not in the sounds, but you know, I completely lost my train of thought. Anywho, Why do I keep saying anywho? Okay, I'm going to open the anywho complaint line. It's 1-800 no more anywhos from Skinny White Boy. Anywho. I just can't stop saying it. Ah, no, that was Ann Davis. No, I'm not going anywhere. She's a native from Jackson, Mississippi, which coincidentally is pretty close to where the company I work for is headquartered. So maybe next time I should go and see if she's playing any local shows. Next time when I'm in Memphis, and maybe I can go see her live on stage somewhere. Anyway, if you want to go buy that CD, or you want to find out anything more about what you just heard, go to anndavismusic.com. That's Ann with an E at the end, davismusic.com. That CD, by her own admission, was about 7 years in the making. Can you believe that? She's worked on that for 7 years. Well, the result is, like, stunning, so, hey, maybe more musicians should actually be doing that, right? You know, Britney Spears, maybe she should be working on a CD for 7 years. That at least would allow us to be freed of that nonsense. You know, no more Britney Spears for 7 years. Oh, that no more Britney Spears for 7 years. All right. I like that. Hey, when I was doing the stupid rant about road signs the other day, I forgot one. Well, I forgot a couple, but, you know, here's one that you don't want to miss this. Well, it's not that good, but, you know, I screwed up. So, have you ever, you drive on a highway and you're heading, you know, not a freeway or an interstate, just, you know, a highway, one of those two-lane blacktops, and you're heading into a little town and the speed limit's about to go, you know, do something slower than, you know, the 65 miles that you should have been driving. You were probably doing 70 or 80, but it goes to, let's say it goes to 45 miles, and you get a sign there. You know, you're coming into that town, you're close to that town, and it's all of a sudden it says, speed limit, 45 miles ahead. Does that mean I can go 90 if I have a passenger? Okay. Anywho, hey, I got some really nice emails from people about the CastBot. First of all, I've gotten into the habit of sending emails out to bands and artists whose material I'm playing on the show, and because of that, I'm getting a lot of emails back. And guys, you really don't have to write me back. I mean, it's just a courtesy thing. I mean, I used to be a musician, and, I played bass guitar. I don't know if you can call that being a musician, but, you know, and I know how nice it is to be appreciated, so every time I play a song, I try to look up these people's email addresses and you know, shoot them a note. Well, as a result of that, I'm now in the middle of these email conversations with a whole bunch of people whose music I played already. I mean, this is just number four, but already a whole bunch of people I'm emailing back and forth with. And, for instance, Daniel from Dynamo's Rhythm Aces, I believe I played that in show number two, maybe. I mean, he shot me a note and said, hey, you know, send me your mailing address and I'll drop some CDs off in the mail for you. And, you know, that's just great. I mean, I'm plugging his music because you know, basically, they're a good band. And then he's actually, you know, helping me out on the show by sending me CDs. And you can bet your ass that, you know, if these CDs come in, I'm going to be playing the heck out of the Rhythm Aces. So that's coming up also. Then he put me on his mailing list for his upcoming shows. And, of course, I'm not in the UK, so I can't go myself. But if you are in the UK, the Dynamo's Rhythm Aces are playing at the Glastonbury Festival June 24th through the 26th. I have no idea where Glastonbury is or if I even pronounce it correctly, but, I mean, if you want to check it out, I mean, if you're in the UK, you probably know where that is, so go check them out. Also, they'll be playing in Birmingham on the 29th of June, which is going to be in the Jam House. That's on, or so I've been told, that's on the St. Paul's Square. June 29th, Dynamo's Rhythm Aces at the Jam House in Birmingham. If you're from Alabama, don't go try and look for it because it's actually in the UK. Maybe Adam Curry should go. Although Surrey to Birmingham, that's a bit of a drive. So maybe not. But Yeah. So also what happens, of course, is now these people, you know, I play their I play their tunes and I send them an email and, you know, they thank me for playing their show or playing their song on my show. And then what happens is it goes like, but I have a little problem downloading your podcast. Can you help? So now I'm the skinny wide boy Castbot help desk. And I love it. I mean, it's great. I mean, spread the word. I mean, these bands are giving me links from their sites to my the Castbot website. I play their songs, and meanwhile, I can help them out, help download all these different podcasts and explain to them what an iPodder is, and you know, all together, we're just you know, just all of us, we're spreading the word about their really good music and my podcast. So thanks for emailing me. Keep those emails coming. I really like it. I will be plenty busy in the upcoming month with work. So I don't know how irregular my already irregular, super irregular Castbot schedule is going to be. But just so you know, I mean, if I skip a week, sorry. I mean, I'm just probably just going to be too busy with what I'm doing. Okay, enough of me yakking. I'm going to be playing some music. Oh no, wait. First, I was attacked by a tick. My wife calls it a tick attack. No, I got a tick bite, and you know, you have to be on like 28 days of doxycycline or cycline or whatever it is. It's like for a god awful long period of time, just so you don't get, you know, some nasty diseases which these ticks carry, and that's a problem out here in you know, where I live. So yeah, and then I wasn't even looking for any information on tick bites or anything, but still. I ran into this public service announcement. Listen.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
And with that, we're going to some music. This is Mitch Mitchell.
Please don't treat me any different. I'm just like you. But I have Tourette's syndrome. I have Tourette's syndrome. I'm no different from you, but I have Tourette's syndrome.
God, shit, fucker, nasty liquor.
I have Tourette's syndrome.
Crap ass, dirty dick, fuck.
I'm no different from you. I'm no different from you, but I have Tourette's syndrome.
Tourette syndrome, Mitch Mitchell. Now that show sure have made it.
Pussy, cock, fart lover.
Oh, whoops! He wasn't done yet. That song just made it a not safe for the workplace. Okay, hey, where are we at? Oh yeah, I just played Mitch Mitchell, and now I'm going to be doing something else entirely. It's time for the historical sound bite, and like I said, it's going to be just a little creepy today. But so beware. Now, I want you to imagine something. Let's say it is the middle of the Cold War, and you are constantly being reminded of the dangers of certain foreign political ideas. One of your senators even tells you communists, nanu, 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 have infiltrated your highest political office. You try to go on with your life as best as you can, but while you're trying to go on with your life, in the evening, your dad is busy building a fallout shelter in the basement. On one of those nights, you're up in your little bedroom thinking about superpowers and superheroes and how your favorite cartoon character would probably be able to take on those bad guys from across the globe. In the dark, with a flashlight, just because it's way past your bedtime,
you were searching the dial of the shortwave radio you, with the help of your grandpa, built yourself. Suddenly you hear a woman's voice reading off streams of numbers. Although there seems to be no pattern to the numbers, you can hear that she is reading the same sequence with very, very slight variations over and over. You get bored pretty quickly with this, so you search for a different station. It's a clear night, so the reception is on your little radio that's housed in a cigar box. It's pretty good. And all of a sudden you hear another lady reading off numbers. Well, you're not really sure if that is what the lady is doing, because it's in a language that you have never heard before. But the repetition of what she says is all you need to realize that probably you're listening to the same kind of thing. Now, who are these people? Why are they doing this? The next day, you scan the frequencies on the dial again. Sure enough, same voice, different set of numbers. Fast forward to the 1990s. Let's say the late 1990s. You're a grown-up now, and you have witnessed the Berlin Wall coming down and have seen artists from around the globe put on a concert to battle hunger. Industries are soaring, and you, a geek, you make upwards of $50,000 a year. Surely, the world is a better place. You still have your shortwave radio. The hinges are duct taped together now, but it's still in the same cigar box that your grandfather, who has passed since, gave you. Every now and then you still scan the airwaves. Your wife is in bed. You are up late, alone in your home office. You should be working on that presentation you have to give in the morning, but you can't really concentrate, and you play with your old radio. Suddenly you hear something familiar. A woman's voice reading off streams of numbers in no definable pattern. You have looked for information on this on the internet, and all that you can find is that supposedly these are broadcasts from international spies passing encrypted information back and forth. Not that any government official ever came forward and confessed to that, but they haven't exactly denied it either. Whatever these broadcasts are, to this day, you can hear faceless, nameless people reciting strings of numbers daily. All you really need is a shortwave radio.
One of the most thrilling adventures in the war happened today when an American destroyer dashed to within 25 miles of Tokyo to rescue two American flyers.
Let us never negotiate out of fear, but let us never fear to negotiate.
Six, nine, eight, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9,
that was half the world with Fragile. That was intense. Whoa. You can go buy that CD, cdbaby.com/halftheworld. If you want some more information before buying that CD, go to halftheworld.cc or write some email to info@halftheworld.cc. Like I said, that was intense. And if that didn't wake you up, then nothing is going to, except maybe. I was in the grocery store the other day, and I saw something made by Anheuser-Busch. I think they call it Budweiser E. It's a beer. Well, duh. No, but Budweiser E, I mean, and this is what it says on the package. It has in it caffeine, ginseng, and guarana root extract. So after the low-carb beer, you know, they're trying to make what? What is this? They're trying to make healthy beer? Now, here's a contradiction in terms. Healthy beer. But anyway, so that's in that beer. So imagine, you know, caffeine, ginseng, guarana root extract, and whatever else is in the beer. I mean, you're watching a ball game. It's pretty boring. So you're splitting open a 24-pack of Budweisers, and you had six or seven, and you're waiting for the buzz, and it's not coming because there's too much friggin' caffeine. I mean, come on. What's the whole point of drinking cheap American beer anyway, other than to get drunk? And Budweiser just completely killed that. So, what? No, and ridiculous. Low-carb beer. I mean, basically what Budweiser just made is like beer mixed with Red Bull. I mean, that's what they did. So, I mean, that can be dangerous, actually. I mean, maybe you are getting drunk, but you're just getting, like, this high-energy buzz. It's going to work like cocaine. Ah! Heck. Scary thought. No. I just don't know what to think of that. Beer with caffeine in it. So is the buzz going to be, like, last longer, or are you going to not have a buzz, or are you going to stay awake through your hangover? What? That's just scary. Enough of that. I mean, hey, I went to see Batman Begins over the weekend. It's like for the first time in like 25 years, I had to stand in line to go see a movie. Because no, I did not go see Star Wars. But I had to think about it for a little bit. But this is by far the best Batman movie ever made. If you thought that, you know, all the other Batman movies were too childish or too campy, go see this. I mean, this is a kick-ass movie. Even if you don't like Batman, this is just... My wife, she loved it. And normally, she, you know, when I say, hey, let's go see this movie, she goes, nah. You know, I took her to see The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. She hated it. Of course, she had never read the book, but... So, I mean, if you want to go see a good movie, go see Batman Begins. Check it out, by the way, at batmanbegins.com. I'm going to leave all the Apple users in the dust now, but they do have, like, the Windows Media Player Batman Begins skin, which is worthwhile. You know, it's worth checking out. Go do that. I saw it, by the way, on an IMAX screen. That is intense, let me tell you. Whoa. Seeing that movie... And, this, you know, there's not a lot of special effects in that movie, but what special effects there are, I mean, are just awesome. So, go check that out. And to my surprise, and I kind of liked it because I'm Dutch, you know, I'm from Holland, they had a Rutger Hauer, or as you guys would probably say, Rutger Hauer, doing a supporting role. And as it turns out, the... director for Batman Begins really, really likes Blade Runner, which is, you know, the movie that I think it's the one international, or maybe he did more movies, but it's the one famous movie that Rutger Hauer ever did. So, and because he likes that movie so much, he gave him a little character to play in Batman Begins. Go check it out. Awesome movie. Hey, I'm going to be playing some more music for you. I already did this one once. Because it's Samantha Murphy, but that was in show number one, and that sounded so crappy that I figured, you know, the music that I played in that show, we should probably play that again. So this is Samantha Murphy, I Want to Go Home.
Wisdom from Lucky Bitch Radio, and you're listening to the Skinny White Boy podcast. Why is it like that? I don't know. Why is there a K? Is that some kind of communist thing?
All right. Well, hey, that's it for me. I'm out of here, I guess. Oh, wait a minute. I have to thank a whole bunch of people, namely Mike from the UK. Peter from Australia and Adam from the U.S. for providing their voiceover talent so this show sounds a little bit more professional. Thanks to the Dutch band Andromeda for putting a link to my CastPod on their website. Also, Wanda Wisdom from LuckyBitchRadio.com, who you just heard, because she also put a link on her website to mine. I want you to urge to go vote, and vote some more on Podcast Alley, and please, when you do, vote for this show and not somebody else's. If you can't find the link to vote at Podcast Alley, go to skinnywhiteboy.castpod.org. That's skinnywhiteboy.cast with a K pod.org. Right on the homepage, there is a vote button. You can just go click it, and you'll be transported straight to Podcast Alley, where you can vote for nobody else but yours truly, Skinny White Boy. And hey, I said enough. I had it for today. No, truth is, I just need to get back to work. this was like a the dinner, lunch, whatever break kind of thing. So, toodle-a-dokey.
From the hickory smoked heartland, double the mass and half the taste, the skinny white boy, Cast Pod.